Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud. New topic. The pasuk that we said is from Onah is it's in Bahar pasuk Chafhei pasuk Yudalad. It said Ki Timkru Memkar La Misacha Kano Miyara Misacha. When you buy from your friend or sell. Sorry, when you sell to your friend or buy from your friend, Al Sonu Ishas Echav. A person shouldn't afflict his brother. Then three pesukim later, once again the pasuk says, "V'lo sonu ishes amiso." A man shouldn't afflict his fellow Jew. V'ireisem elokecha, and you should fear Hashem. So why is it saying it a second time? We just said three pesukim before, don't afflict people. So why is it saying it again? So the Gemara, the Mishnah here, understands that there's two kinds of onah. There's a second kind of onah. The second pasuk is talking about, which is not a financial affliction, but a verbal affliction. So that's what the Mishnah says here. It says, "Kashem sho na b'mekach memkar." The same way there's exploiting, afflicting, hassling people by over-undercharging them. Kach onah b'devarim. You can also be over onah astavarim midorais. You can afflict someone by purposefully saying hurtful words to them, things that cause them grief, anguish. That's an isser from the Torah. So, for example, lo yomar lo. You may not say to the merchants who's out there, you know, hawking his goods, "B'kama chafetzeh." How much you want for that good, that object? Vu ena rot likach. When you know full well you're not going to buy it. You just want to get the guy's hopes up. He's drain the guy a cup. So that is not right because he's excited to make a sale, and when you walk away he's depressed and feels bad. If your attention is just to mess him up, you're over the doraisa of na'as devarim. As a matter of practical, let me finish this sentence. Vim hayabal. Fine. Let me say that for a second. A practical point on this. The poskim, modern poskim today, agree that the way that shopping works, they people purposefully put, you know, they want you to do impulse shopping, they put things in the store windows, you should come in and window shop. That's how they make their sales. So to walk past and not really have much intention of buying, or no intention of buying consciously, and just to walk and say, "How much does that cost?" People don't feel bad, they feel good, because they know they can convert that, you know, 1 in 10 of those convert to a sale, if not today, then next week. So they don't mind. So the postcom in general are lenient with this kind of stuff. However, that assumes that you're playing the game of, it's not impossible you're going to buy, just you don't have any intention of buying. But if you know full well you won't buy, full well, like what I mean by that is, for example, I just bought my iPod, but now I'm afraid, oh, I bought it from America, maybe I should have bought it here and I could have done a better deal. So I just walk in the computer shop and say, "Oh, how much do iPods cost?" And I'm for sure not buying them because I already have one. So that would really be, again, the problem again, because if he's going to get excited, he's going to get a sales commission, and there's no chance in heck because I'm never buying one, I have one already. That would still be awesome. Okay.
What about comparative shop? You're going to buy something.
That's for sure, Mutter. That's how you shop.
You can go to three different places.
That's for sure. That's exactly how you shop. That's totally reasonable. You can price it around. I mean, that's what people do. That's okay. The issue here is when you have no intention of buying. Imhaya bal tshuva. If, for example, a person was a bal tshuva, so he used to, you know, eat at McDonald's, he doesn't anymore. So lo yomer lo zachor ma'asecha harishonim. Don't remind the guy, "You're asking what my kashas of my house is today? I saw you eating McDonald's last year." That would be onas devarim, to make the guy feel bad.
Yeah.
Right? So anytime that you bring up something that's going to make a person feel upset, purposefully, you're over the isidur ha'is of onas devarim, make the guy feel bad. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? You know, I'll give you other examples. Just, you know, you walk in and say, "Wow, I got this great new, you know, Samsung recorder, and you know, I only pay $1,000 for it." And I'm like to myself, "You idiot! I say, "Oh, that's a shame. You know, if you'd asked me, I could have got you for $500." So like that, right? That is just on us to bar.
Even if it's not true,
do you realize you can get on Amazon for half the price? That just makes a person feel bad. What's the point of saying it? It's too late now. I mean, if it is, obviously, if it's not, then there's a toilet to. But if you just stop saying it to them and just make them feel bad, so then that's not right. So that's onas. This is the separate issur from the Torah of onas devarim. Same things that make people feel bad, right? Now, imhu ben geirim. A last example: if a person is a convert or the child of a convert, lo yomer lo. A person shouldn't say to this child of a convert, "Zechor maaseh avosecha," like don't forget where you came from, because that's gonna make the guy feel bad. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, "Vegeir lo sone." The geir, you should not afflict. Those are onah there. So it's a separate law, I should point out. When you do that to a geir, you're over two things. You're over the onah that applies to every Jew, and the separate additional prohibition of afflicting a ger. And the pasuk says v'lo silchatzenu, and don't like press him. Now the truth is that last two words, I don't know why the Mishnah included them. That's a different law. There's a separate law in the Torah relating to gerim, which says that if a ger owes you money but he can't pay you back, you're not allowed to press him for payments. That's true by any Jew also. But there's a Shuvayin Jew also. You can't press them if they can't pay. But it is the Torah give it another layer of protection. So you're over twice when it comes to gear.
It's a little bit more.
Because he's even less of like a social network to protect them. So therefore, you even more the Torah is saying you may not press the gear to pay you when you know he can't pay you. Mm-hmm. It's not right. You make him feel bad and pressure him. That's you over another law. So I don't know why the Mishnah threw that in there at the end. It's not related. But the main point of the Mishnah was Onas Devarim, which applies to every Jew, making him feel bad, but it applies literally double to a convert.